From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Tom Beaudet, Alonzo Bowden, and Paula Poundstone. And here again is your host, the man who puts the rad in radio. It's Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill reveals his favorite CNN anchor is Abby Philip Gotica. It's our Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, though, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Alonzo, we're going on now 1 year of the pandemic lockdown, and in a sign that they cannot distribute vaccines fast enough, more and more men are carving artistic designs into their what?
Wow. Carving artistic designs into, can you give me a hint? Is it
People are like a real Hieronymus Bosch or maybe a Pablo Picasso.
Into their beards or
close,
chest hair?
A little lower. Chest hair, yes. Men have taken to carving designs into their chest hair art. Hairy men have become bored enough they started shaving designs into their chest hair because you know what they say, if you can't tone it, tan it. And if you can't tan it either, shave a weird Batman logo into it.
This is right on the threshold of self-harm now, aren't we?
No, they're not plucking it. They're shaving it.
So men, of course, have posted photos of themselves on social media with various corporate logos or hearts, union jacks, a kraken, and six-pack outlines. Carefully composed on the world's grossest canvas. Men do it sometimes, or as you might think, enlist their partners. Some of the designs are incredibly elaborate, like one guy's wife shaved divorce papers right into his back. Paula, the Wall Street Journal reports that as we're all spending time at home, alone with our possessions day after day, more and more of us are choosing to do what with all that stuff?
Get rid of it.
Exactly. Give it away. The free stuff sections of Craigslist and Facebook have always been strange, but they're getting stranger. People have recently posted online for free bathing dust for chinchillas, 23 empty beer bottles, a barrel of used soybean oil, 5 single-serving packets of Arby's sauce, and a Mongolian language version of the Book of Mormon. It's all free, apparently, if you saw the ad in time. Anybody else who's been spending their whole paycheck to bathe their chinchilla in dust is feeling pretty dumb right now.
I will tell you this, from experience, there is nothing more annoying than trying to give something away. I was one of these people. I had a dresser and I had a desk and I put them on that Facebook marketplace for free.
Yeah.
And you get more weird responses. I think my favorite one was when someone emailed me and said, is the dresser still available? And I replied, yes. And they replied, no. So,
right. It's true. I had an air compressor that had a little leak in the tank. So I just wanted to give it away. They can be fixed. I just wasn't interested in fixing it. So I put it up for free and a guy came over and he said, that's a pretty good little compressor. I said, yeah, it is. But it, you know, the tank leaks. He goes, oh, so the tank leaks. Huh? You know, it's just like, well, what do you want me to pay you to take it?
Well, what's your best offer on your leaky compressor?